السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لَكَانَ خَيْرَ لَهُمْ مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
یہ آیت جو میں نے تلاوت کی ہے
حضور says that this verse which I have just recited آل عمران کی آیت it is from آل عمران سورہ آل عمران
اس کے اس حصہ کہ کنتم خیر امت
and this part کنتم خیر امت اخرجت للناس تامرون بالمعروف وتنہون عن المنکر وتؤمنون باللہ
کے بارے میں سوچنا کچھ بیان کروں گا
this part of the verse I am going to say something The translation of the verse is like this, you are the best people raised for the good of mankind. You enjoin what is good and forbid evil and believe in Allah. Huzur says that in this verse, the importance of being a Muslim and also the objectives have been highlighted. To be a Muslim is a great thing and there is no doubt in it. A Muslim, after believing in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also believes in that last book of Sharia which is complete and which is all-inclusive and very elaborate. And this is that book which in the form of Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has revealed and make the pronouncement that inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. That this zikr, this admonition, we have revealed it and surely we are going to safeguard it. So therefore, this is that book of law which in the form of the Holy Quran is there intact in the original position, in the original form until today. And we are witnessing the fulfillment of this promise of Allah Almighty very magnificently. And this honor today in the whole world of religion is only enjoyed by Islam. And till the end of the time, this is going to be the outstanding distinction of Islam. A true Muslim should always think that whether after this pronouncement of Allah Almighty and this honor of Islam which is mentioned there, is it only good enough for him? An ordinary Muslim an ordinary person, an ordinary believer, this position of the Holy Quran and being it's the last final message, what is his part in it? Allah Almighty has declared the Muslims as the best of the Ummah, best of the nations. So when the Muslim nation, what have they contributed in their being this noble of best of all the nations? This is the doings of Allah Almighty, that He sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last law-bearing prophet, and the Holy Quran was revealed as the last book of law, Sharia law, and He has protected it till today and kept it in its original form. So Allah Almighty, from a believer after he has believed, then Allah Almighty expects a person to perform good deeds, and rather he is commanded to perform the good deeds. Upon a Muslim there are certain responsibilities, and in this verse, in this part of the verse, Allah Almighty has pointed out to those responsibilities in this verse, and Allah Almighty has said that by performing these responsibilities, you are actually the best of the nations, best of the people. It is not without any argument, without any justification that they have been called the best of the people. Rather, the reason for that and the argument for that has been mentioned. And Allah Almighty has said that because of these reasons, you are the best of the people. If you are going to have these things in you, then you will be justified to be called as the best of the people. And one of them, ukhrijat linnas, one of them is ukhrijat linnas, you have been created, you have been raised for the good of mankind. And you are not created and raised for the benefit of certain people, but for the good of the whole of mankind you have been raised. And secondly, Allah Almighty says, تَامُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, you enjoin what is good, and you advise the people to perform good deeds. This is the responsibility of the whole nation of Muslims, that they should be always advising the people to perform good deeds. Watan hona anil munkar. And then he says that you are the best of the people because you forbid evil and forbid the people from performing bad deeds. Watuminuna billah, and you believe in Allah. The history bears it out that in the first few centuries of Islam, the Muslims, they established their position as the khair-e-ummat, the best of the people, while performing the duties of the state without any discrimination on the basis of religion. On one side, while they established justice, along with that, they also illuminated the whole world with the light of knowledge. If the beautiful teaching of Islam, they preached that, they brought the world into the under the banner of Islam, then they also showed them the ways for the various knowledges and inventions. While they did their best to spread the good they also strive to suppress the evil and they waged jihad against that. So in short, we can say for the betterment of the whole of mankind, whatever they could possibly have done, they continued to do so. And after that, those people who were selfish for their personal egos and personal benefits, despite the fact that Allah Almighty had given them the promise that Allah Almighty is going to protect it all the time, by not acting upon this teaching, they left completely abandoned the good teachings and started acting upon bad things. They, in a large number, they deprived themselves to be called the best people. And a poet had to express that in his verse. But when the teaching of the Holy Quran, when Allah Almighty gave the promise that this teaching is going to be protected and safeguarded, then this book, the Holy Quran, all those things which were mentioned in that, so it was not the promise that they would be just preserved as a tale or stories. Rather, those people who are going to act upon it, and Allah Almighty promised that a community will be created of such people who would be acting upon that, so that the Muslim Ummah should experience the glory and come up with this glory of being the best of the people. They should be admonishing the people about goodness, good deeds, and also conveying the message of Islam to the ends of the world. And they should shun out the evil deeds with dislike and without any discrimination on the basis of a color or creed. They should be devoting themselves to the service of mankind. And for this purpose, the Holy Allah Almighty, according to His promise, He sent the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this world, so that he could bring back the faith from the Pleiades, where it had gone, and so that he may establish the glory and the honor of Islam in the earth, and so that to establish that Islam is the best religion, and the Muslim people, they are the best people, and that distinction and glory, it should be re-established once again, just like the bright daylight sun. So this honor of the being the best people is to the community established by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Although there are some good people who do perform good deeds and stop the people from evil in other sects as well, but as a community, the people who are actually performing these good deeds and stopping the people from evil, and this cannot be done unless the Ummah is not united at one hand, and they should be such who should stand at the sign of one hand and sit at the sign of one hand. There are others who are sometime in groups. There may be some people, some groups who are doing good deeds and stopping the people from evil deeds. But in every country, their own scholars and their own leaders are there whom they are following, and they are doing the work in their own way. So these are the people who are like that. And how many Muslim countries are there who are united? They are striving to spread, convey the message of Islam, those who are preaching the message of Islam in the world. All the denominations, the sects are there. They are all involved in their internal conflicts. The beautiful teaching of Islam, who has the time to spread the beautiful teaching of Islam in the world? Who are the people who have got time to convey this message of Islam to the far end of the earth. Recently I saw one Islamic TV channel in which there was a Shia Alim and one was Sunni Alim, and the discussion was on the subject of Nabuwa. On the last few minutes I saw that he was mentioning about the promised Messiah, or he was criticizing on the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Regarding the promised Messiah, both of them, they were having the same views, but in their discussion, the Shia Alim, he was talking with reference to his own point of view, and the Sunni was saying though that it should not be that way, it is like that. And wherever the Sunni Alim was saying something according to his point of view, then the Shia was also stopping them that it is not like that, it should not be like that. Both of them, perhaps, they came to use foul language against us, and perhaps they might have come for that. And they might have come to protect the Ummah from a bad thing. But they were actually themselves caught in this conflict. And they were actually involved in that one and showing a very bad example for other people. And also on their faces. It was quite evident from their faces that by looking at one another, they are extremely disgusted. Among them, the decrees of disbelief, the kufr, among them, by looking at that, an ordinary Muslim who simply wants to see the glory of Islam, when he looks at these various points of view, he's compelled to think that whether this particular sect is a Muslim or the other one is a Muslim. If this sect is a part of that khair ummat, the best of the people, or the other group is a part of that best of the people. The solution of the whole thing which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given, if they act upon then the whole problem is solved. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that when such conditions will be there, the people will be, Muslims will be divided into various sects, then Allah Almighty will send the promised Messiah. Then you believe in him and you convey my salam to him. Rather, he said that even if you have to cross the glaciers on your knees, still you go and convey my salam and you join his community. He would be the hakam and adal. He is the one who is going to decide for you. He is going to tell you what is the Sharia law. And he is going to establish the supremacy of Islam over other religions. And he is going to do full justice to the preaching and conveying the message of Islam. So while this is a point for the non-Ahmadi friends and those who have some concern for Islam, this is a message for them. This also puts a great responsibility on Ahmadis, that they must discharge their obligation of being the best of the people. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was told that you gather all these people who are on the earth on one faith, then it is our responsibility that we should really do justice to it. And Muslims already, they are the people who believe in this lost Sharia, and the last law-bearing prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the one who believe in them. So now no other religion is going to be introduced, and this is the only religion which is going to stay there for all the time to come, till eternity. So what sort of deen is mentioned here, upon which Allah Almighty has instructed the promised Messiah to gather all the people on that deen, on that faith? That is the religion of Islam. Those people who are following any scholar or any imam, they have created their own divisions among them. And the imam of the age, who has been raised under the total subordination of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has been sent by Allah Almighty with his support, he is the one who is there, who can present the real commentary of the Holy Quran and the message of the Holy Quran. And all those scholars which were there in the during the last 1300 years, and all the scholars and mujaddid and other knowledgeable people, who according to their situations and according to their knowledge, whatever commentary they have written, the support by Allah Almighty, whoso is going to confirm that is going to be the right one. So therefore, these matters of jurisprudence are the commentary, the points of are there, the decision which is going to be given by the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after attaining knowledge from Allah Almighty, the decision that he has made, that is really the right faith which was actually brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on that, the coming together of the whole Muslim Ummah, actually their salvation, their sustenance actually depends on this, that they should all gather on that one. So today, the Ahmadis, because they have all gathered on that hand, they are the best of the people, and it is their responsibility that they should always enjoy the good things, and they should stop the people from doing evil and bad things. And this cannot be done until their own actions are not in accordance with this one, and unless they have a firm faith in God Almighty. And then they have to spread these goodness and stop the people from bad deeds. They have to have collectively a spirit of sacrifice in them. In order to achieve high objectives, you have to give sacrifices. And you have to establish your high standards of worship. And you have to purify your income. And in Surah Hajj, Allah Almighty has mentioned this subject in Surah Hajj, Allazina in makkannahum fil arzi aqamu salata wa atavu zakata wa amaru bil maruf wa nahaw anil munkar wa lillahi aqibatul umur. That those people who are given power in the earth, then they establish the salat and pay the zakat and always enjoin other people to do good things and stop from evil, and the ultimate decision and the outcome of everything is with Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that those people who are granted power and authority in the earth, and we establish them, and they have a glory of their own, so they are protected from trials and difficulties. In this way, that from in a spiritual and religious point of view, they are well protected. They are just behind one shield. So now if we, this verse is connected with the Ayat-e-Istikhlaf, where Allah Almighty has given the promise of establishing Khilafat, there Allah Almighty has also mentioned that those people who will believe and perform the good deeds, they will be given the Khilafat, and the strength of the religion will be established there. So when an Ahmadi, after joining the bath of the promised Messiah, then the first glad tiding for him is that after coming into the bath of this Khatamul Khulafa, and after that, after the establishment of the Khilafat, and joining into the bath of the Khilafat, then he would have all the strength, and well established he will be. And this is something which will make him the best of the people.
iska haq ada karne ke liye namaz ke,
and in order to do full justice one has to pay attention to the establishment of the salat, and also in financial matters they have to sacrifice and make it pure, and also the good deeds they have to enjoin other people to do so, and they have to, the duty to spread it, spread this message to others, and also to spread the beautiful teaching of Islam in the world. That is also very essential, and also they should put a stop on the path of the vices, and they should stand as an impediment, just like a very strong wall in the way. They should be standing like that. So if sincerely, if an Ahmadi is discharging this responsibility and they are ready to perform this responsibility, then Allah Almighty says that you are going to be helped and you are going to be given the strength. As I said, Hazur says that until and unless the Muslims, until the time they were established in the matters of truth, then they were continuously receiving the help from Allah Almighty. They were best people. But when they forgot their responsibilities, then they were deprived from the blessings of Allah Almighty, as I mentioned in my last Friday sermon. And I narrated that Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim, that Allah Almighty does not change the condition of the people unless they themselves change the internal condition of those people. When the worship is there, well established, when they are taking care of the purity of their wealth, and until they are always dedicated to the spending in the way of Allah Almighty, and as long as they are spreading the good deeds, and as long as they are stopping the people from evil, and as long as they would be completely attached to the institution of Khilafat, then they would be a part of those people who are getting all the strength, and their religion is well strengthened, and Allah Almighty is continuously going to bless them. As I mentioned earlier on, that by mentioning the Khair-e Ummat, a collective responsibility has been put upon the people that to spread the good message, good deeds among the people, and to stop the people from evil. So now everybody is not knowledgeable enough that he can do all these things. Because of his other commitments, sometimes they don't find time. And because of some other responsibilities, sometimes they cannot fulfill this covenant and commitment. They cannot be ready for this duty all the time. And to carry out those programs which are for the spreading of the good and for the propagation of the tabligh and propagation of this message, they may not be ready all the time. And personally, sometime it is very difficult individually for everyone, and even if they give time, and sometime it happens that most of the work, generally all the duties, they require some money. So therefore, these religious organizations and divinely appointed communities, they sacrifice, and those people who cannot perform these things individually, but through the financial sacrifices, they perform this duty. And in order to convey the message of Allah Almighty, and these plans which are made collectively by the Nubuwwat, and then after that under Khilafat, under the guidance of Khilafat, they are made during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The need of that was there, and there was instruction to make the monetary sacrifices. And in the Holy Quran, along with the worship, Allah Almighty has mentioned the financial sacrifices. And then after him, the Khulafa Rashideen, the successors who followed him, they also invited the followers to come forward and to make the financial sacrifices. And the believers, they have been always, all along, they have been offering the sacrifices. And during the time of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, these financial sacrifices continued. And after him, during the period of each Khilafat, by the grace of Allah Almighty, the Jamaat has been taking part in these financial sacrifices. And this system, and this is going to continue till the end of the time. However, maybe the resources of the community, sometime people feel that now the Jamaat, when the Jamaat will get a lot of money, properties will be there, and there will be no need of any such appeals. That is wrong. The demand for the financial sacrifices will always be there, because Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, He has mentioned it that it is necessary for the purification of one's soul. As I said, in the Jamaat, the system of financial sacrifices, it started from the time of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And apart from the contribution or one's income, and also on wasiyat, there are various other appeals. And a permanent tahreek out of them is Tahreek-e-Jadeed, which was started by Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Sani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Hadrat Khalifatul Masih Sani the second, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he started this new tahreek, then the main purpose of that was that outside the India, the conveying the message of Islam, preaching, that was the objective, and the good results were, very good results were seen. And nowadays Ahmadis, mashallah, Ahmadis are there in 193 countries. They are fully established, are such, they are like the plants planted there, which are progressing very in a very healthy way. Very nicely they are making progress. In 193 countries, the Ahmadis who are living there, they are presenting the spectacle of a unified Ummah, Ummat-e-Wahida. And by the grace of Allah, wherever the communities are established, they are also taking part in financial sacrifices. Some are those such communities which are going very fast and very quickly, and some slow, and by the passage of the time, the sacrifices are increasing all the time. A few years back, there was only one Jamia in Rabwa where the missionaries were being trained and prepared. And every year in that Jamia, there were 30 or 35 students every year. They used to be enrolled there. And now, then, since the Waqf-e-Nau children have are grown up, and for the last 3 years now, in Jamia Ahmadiyya Rabwa, every year more than 200 students, they are enrolled and they are admitted. So obviously, for this, the arrangements, and for their expenses, for the arrangements, expenses have increased. By the grace of Allah, the Jamaats in Pakistan, they are providing all the expenses now in UK, Germany, Canada, Indonesia. The Jamias, they have been established there. And these countries also, from their own resources, they are fulfilling all the expenses, they are providing all the expenses of the Jamia. In Bangladesh, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, and other countries are there, where the expenses of these Jamia, the center has to give some subsidy and help. And apart from that, there are some other expenses of literature, and books are there which are published centrally, and the construction of the book, which is done in poor countries, it is impossible without the help from center. And most of the mosques are built by Markaz, and also sending of the missionaries and their allowances and their miscellaneous expenses, they are all paid by the center. In that, the Chanda Tahreek-e-Jadeed also plays a very important role. One role was discharged by them in an early stage in India and outside, And when it came outside, then there is more and more expansion in the scheme and plan. So these are the various things for which those people who take part in Tahreek-e-Jadid contributions, every Ahmadi takes part in, even a child, they take part in it, and they can say justifiably that we are that nation, we advise the people about the good things, and also we admonish the people against bad deeds. And everyone who makes a sacrifice apart from his personal effort, which he does in his own circle in order to spread the goodness and shun the evil, and one should continuously do that. And it is quite probable that an effort of an every ordinary Ahmadi, the sacrifice that he does, who is performing in England or in Germany or America or Canada, he is making a sacrifice, or in Australia, wherever they are, or in Holland or France or any other in Europe or in any other country, if he is doing that sacrifice, maybe in the very far-off area in Africa, maybe it is the means of the reformation and the training of somebody in Africa and stopping a person from the evil. And as the Holy Quran has mentioned there, Allah Almighty has mentioned that there should be some people among each community who should dedicate for this purpose, and then those people who get the deeper knowledge and the expenses of these people, in their expenses, all these contributors, they also play a role in that one. They are also getting some sawab and reward from Allah Almighty. And this reward which a person who conveys the message, which he's getting, these financial sacrifices also go along with that. So these financial sacrifices, they are also a part of this tamuruna bil maruf wa tanhauna anil munkar. So these sacrifices, they go on expanding the circle of these two aspects of these financial sacrifices. Now I am going to present some particulars regarding the closing session, which it has finished. And as usual, in the first week of November, always the new announcement of the year of Tahreek-e-Jadid. Financially, Allah Almighty, the blessings which Allah Almighty has given to the community, a mu'min, a true believer, by looking at that, one is really filled with gratitude to Allah Almighty. The feelings of an Ahmadi, they are with utmost gratitude to Allah Almighty. He fully submits to Allah Almighty. The world knows that last year, financially, it was the worst year. The businesses had very bad effect, and in the employments, many people were made redundant, and inflation was also there. The family expenses increased. So the result of that, if a person thinks from the worldly point of view, it should have been that on the contributions, it should have been in the negative way. But this beautiful Jamaat of the Promised Messiah, Salatu Wasalam, they have shown this such example of being the best people, that the heart is really filled with gratitude to Allah Almighty. But despite that, in no way we can really do full justice in expressing our thanks to Allah Almighty. The bowels of our gratitude to Allah Almighty, they are limited. But the blessings and the bounties of Allah Almighty, they are unlimited. Now I am going to present certain particulars regarding this matter. This is the 75th year of Tahreek-e-Jadid. Daftar Awwal, Dom, Second, and the Third. I have not made a note of these various chapters and various offices which are established. That was after 19 years. Then the third was started by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis in 1966, and that after 19 years, as Khalifatul Masih Rabi started the fourth one in 86 perhaps, and then in 2005 I started the fifth office, and then I said the new children and new Ahmadis, children and new Ahmadis should be included. Now it is 75 years completed on Tahreek-e-Jadid by the grace of Allah. The 75th has completed and 76th has started. According to the reports, by the grace of Allah Almighty, the International Jamaat Ahmadiyya, 4.9 million and 52,000, and as comparing with the last year, it is 850,000 people more than last year. The first 10 jamaats, the first jamaat is Pakistan, despite the general poverty. They have maintained this honor of being the first in the list. The second is America, third is Germany, and fourth is Britain, then Canada, Indonesia, India, Australia, Belgium, and Switzerland. Britain and Germany, there is much difference, only 1,500 pounds difference is there. But I thought that last year they had the third one, but they might be able to get the same one, but Germany worked very hard. Along with that, Mauritius, Nigeria, Norway, France, Holland, and two jamaats of Middle East, they also are worth mentioning here. As compared with last year, in their local currency, because in the world financial recession, because of that the currencies in the world have been disturbed, and if we take one currency as an index, then the figure from the developing country is very much affected. According to the local currency, India, they have the Jamaat in India, they have got the first position, and 42% has increased. And the Wakalat Maal in India, it appears that they have worked very hard in it. And more than 42% increase is there. Germany, the difference is less, but they have taken a big jump this year. And 32.8% increase is there as compared with the last year. Australia 18%, Britain 17%. So they also work very hard, but you can say that as compared with the effort with Germany, that is almost half. Although the Amir Sahib Germany is always complaining that a lot of our people who were making contributions, they have migrated to Britain now. Belgium 12.2%. Switzerland is nearly 9%, Pakistan is nearly 9%, Canada 6.2%, America is
3.7%.
It doesn't mean that they have achieved their objective. Actually, there is a lot more to be done. Indonesia has 2%. Those people who contributors, new Mujahideen in Tahreek-e-Jadid, last year I reminded them to pay attention to this one, to include the children, and the targets were given by the Markaz. So the target was given to include the new people. So in order to achieve this target, they have worked very hard, and by the grace of Allah, 90,000 new people have been included in this financial sacrifice of Tahreek-e-Jadid. So this is not the total. So as compared with the figure last year, 90,000 more have been. So now the total figure is 593,000 people. Last year it was 500,000. So if the Jamaat do effort, then they can make further increase. And regarding those people who participated, India is the first one. 32,200 people have been increased. from so it's more than 100,000 people altogether. Pakistan 14,000, Nigeria 9,000, Sierra Leone is 5,000. These are the increases which I am mentioning. Ivory Coast, Indonesia, Ghana, Benin is 2,000, and Gambia is a small country, 2,300. In Britain, 2,000 increases there. In Britain, Burkina Faso, Canada, Kenya, and Bangladesh. So these are the increases above 1,000 which I have mentioned. In Tariq-e-Jadid, the 5,000 Mukhlisin, the devotees in the beginning, the full record of that along with the code number was put on Al-Islam website. So then the inheritors of those contributors, they could benefit from that and reopen their ledgers, and all these ledgers, they have been opened by the grace of Allah. The big jamaats in Pakistan, there are three big jamaats. The first one is Lahore, the second is Rabwa, the third is Karachi, and among the urban cities, Rawalpindi, Islamabad, Sheikhupura, Hyderabad, Bahawalnagar, and six is Bahawalpur, seven is Peshawar. This is a great sacrifice, because for Peshawar there is bomb explosion and fire. So despite that, the MDs have sacrificed. Then Jhelum, Kotli, Azad Kashmir, the situation here is very bad. Especially pray for them, because the condition is very bad, so that they can also enjoy peace and harmony. And Khanewal is number 10. There is a lot of, in Kotli, Azad Kashmir, there is a lot of opposition going on. On the district level, the 10 districts are: Sialkot is number 1, second Sargodha, Gujranwala, Umarkot, Okada. Number 4 is Umarkot, number 5 is Okada, number 6 is Mirpur Khas, 7 is Narowal, number 8 is Faisalabad, 9 is Mirpur Azad Kashmir, and 10 is Hafsabad and Sangad. And those who have shown very special outstanding performance, there are Wak and Kunri. In America, there are the four jamaats outstanding: Silicon Valley, Los Angeles West, Detroit, and number 4 is Chicago West. Here in America, I mentioned about the fourth office, to include the children. America has done great effort in it, and those children who were just 5 years old and they were not participating in Tariq-e-Jadid, and out of them 80% of the children, at least with the contribution of $20, they have been included, enrolled in the scheme, and the photo album of these children was also sent to me. And it is very good that the children should be asked to make sacrifice with their own hands, so that they should get used to it. There are four outstanding jamaats in Canada. Number 1 is Calgary North West. Number 2 is Peace Village East, Peace Village Center, and Surrey East and Vancouver. In England, the 10 big jamaats are: number 1, Masjid Fazal is number 1. Number 2 is Surbiton, then Cambridge, Gillingham, New Malden, Birmingham West, Worcester Park, Purley, Southeast London, and Oxford. In smaller jamaats, Scunthorpe, Devon and Cornwall, Wolverhampton, North Wales, Spen Valley, Bristol, Peterborough, Aldgate, Lymington Spy, and Keighley. According to the regions, the worth mentioning is London region, South region, Northwest region, Hertfordshire, Midland, Northeast region, Middlesex, Southwest region, and East London. In Germany, a per head income, according to that, the local Amarat is Mahdiabad, is a small place near Hamburg. And there is a Jamaat has got some land and some people live there. And number 2 is Mainz Wiesbaden, Grossgerau, Freinsheim, Dieburg, Marburg, Buxtehude, Cologne, Heidelberg, and Riedstedt. And the other Jamaats are Augsburg, Munich, Münster, Kempten, Fontehausen, Nuremberg, Weingarten, Stolberg, Alzey, Herdorf, and Hof. When I appealed about the wasiyat, the will, then the Jamaats paid attention to this one. So some people thought that perhaps the pace of progress in other contribution will not be that much. But the figures have proved, as we have seen, that the number of the participating members, contributors, and also in their payment, they have made a lot of improvement. So, while our hearts are filled with gratitude to Allah Almighty, and also we are reminded of the fact that Allah Almighty, inshallah ta'ala, will give us more expansion in these things, and He is already making the arrangement for that, and He is also making us alert, and He is also inclining our hearts to sacrifice, and the job that have been entrusted to us, they are going to be expanded. And also this point, that you don't worry about the credit crunch of the world. You may go on making transactions with me. I am going to expand your abilities. And may it be so that our faith should also go on increasing. Our sacrifices should increase. And the pace of our progress should also increase. And we are able to see the manifestations of victories. Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, regarding Tariq Jadid, he mentioned that this is the predecessor of Wasiyat. This is the foundation brick of for Wasiyat. This will remind the people about Wasiyat and also the inclination towards sacrifice. And as I said, wherever the Jamaat has paid attention to Wasiyat, similarly, there is some increase in the contributions of Tariq-e-Jadid. So this is, by the grace of Allah, is increasing, and the number of the participants, and there is a lot of increase in the fifth office, and that shows that the people, the children of those people who are contributing towards it, and the future generations, future progenies, and those who are now entering into the age of Atfalul Ahmadiyya, above 7, they are also making sacrifices in Tariq-e-Jadid. They are actually preparing themselves for the Wasiyat and for other sacrifices. The people of the world say that when financial crisis is there, economic experts, they always say that a vicious satanic circle of problem is there. But Allah Almighty, the people who are made the best of people, despite this financial crisis and bad situation, the contributions of these people, they go on increase in order to get more and more blessings of Allah Almighty and to be reminded of their responsibilities and goodness. So therefore, our Rahman God, gracious God, He takes care of us and envelops us in His blessing. And we are able to have the full conviction of fastabiqul khairat, that we should excel others in virtues. And we should be always continue to do more, polish it and brighten it and enlighten it. And we should become the best people. We should continue to be like that. A person who is a poor man who sacrifices for the sake of Allah, and a child who just offers a few pence from his pocket money, he is actually for the propagation of Islam, for the establishment of a mosque, and in spreading the goodness and stopping the evils, he becomes a partner in it. He is a contributor for that. Allah Almighty may create the spirit of sacrifice in all of us, in our progeny as well, and we may be able to get the blessings of Allah Almighty and His prayer, and we may become the recipient of His blessings and bounties continuously.
Alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله